Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Arguably the greatest song from any movie ever. Because this song would never have been a hit.
Oh, gosh.
If this song wasn't in Top Gun.
I don't even know what Kenny Loggins has done in his career. I'm sure other things.
A lot, probably.
Probably a lot, but this is all anyone cares about is this song.
Yeah, you're right. And Top Gun came out, I want to say, in 1986, Top Gun came out. Tom Cruise in arguably his best role. I mean, you can, if you want to go Risky Business.
Yeah.
He's done
biggest
so many.
Role for sure. I mean, don't forget about Cocktail. Come on.
Cocktail was a great movie.
You know?
When he played Flanagan. Young.
Jerry Maguire.
He wasn't nominated. Cuba Gooding won an Oscar for Jerry Maguire. And that's how we have the line, "You complete me."
Mm-hmm.
Days of Thunder. I mean, the Mission Impossible
movies.
He's done a ton.
He is 57 years old, Tom Cruise is, and still famously does his own stunts.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, he's had some injuries over the years from doing his own stunts, but really likes to just do his own.
And the trailer dropped yesterday for what a lot of people have been waiting for, and Tom Cruise was hinting at. I think it first played at the San Diego Comic-Con, which has been going on for a day or two now. Which nerds like me, just I've been waiting for a lot of stuff coming out of that Comic-Con. But Top Gun Maverick, the trailer dropped yesterday. We'll play a piece of it here.
30 plus years of service. Combat medals, citations. Only man to shoot down 3 enemy planes in the last 40 years. Yet you can't get a promotion. You won't retire. Despite your best efforts, you refuse to die. You should be at least a 2-star admiral by now. Yet here you are. Captain. What is that?
It's one of life's mysteries, sir.
And then it goes into a bunch of special effects of the planes flying and everything like that. And quickly this became the biggest story in the world. Everybody stopped caring about anything else.
Well, this and there were several other trailers that came out yesterday that were also getting some criticism of movies that are coming back. We don't have to talk about Cats.
Why are we doing Cats?
That was one of them.
Movie. But Top Gun Maverick, which is a sequel, not a prequel, or a reboot. This is still Pete Mitchell. This is still Maverick playing the same role from, 30 years ago?
So USA Today did a list of Top Gun 2, everything we know about Maverick after Tom Cruise drops their trailer. So here's a few things that they tell us. And I'm okay sharing. I don't think I'm doing any spoilers here by telling you this.
If you haven't USA seen Today, Top Gun yet in 33 years.
Sorry.
All right.
So they say the flight footage is amazing. John Hamm is in this one. Clearly plays a hardened naval officer by the stone cold looks in the trailer. Was going nuts about the aerial footage on Thursday, telling Collider it is mind blowing. He says it's mostly practical. There's not a lot of CG.
That's awesome. And I love John Hamm. He's fantastic.
Amid the aerial splendors, there's also a glimpse of Maverick with a mysterious high altitude pressure suit, which raises the flying stakes. Maverick will team up with Goose's son, played by Miles Teller. Should I know who Miles Teller is?
No, but spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Goose died.
Yeah. Sorry.
Goose played by Anthony from
Edwards.
ER. Anthony Edwards. Thank you. He's dead.
In the trailer, we get a view of Teller banging the piano keys just like his dad and in an argument with another trainee. In this one, the pilots are more diverse, with a female fighter pilot busting up the boys' club. I don't watch Chicago Justice. It's one of these 16 versions of the show.
I thought you watched that. Oh.
I like Chicago Fire, Chicago, and Chicago PD. Okay. Then you lose me.
Gotcha.
Monica Barbaro from Chicago Justice plays the love interest to Miles Teller's character.
By the way, the line in the USA Today article, the all-white, all-male crew from the original is extinct. It was not all-white. I believe Hollywood, was that his name? Hollywood was a black guy that was in that movie.
That one.
Yeah, they got one.
They got one.
It was 1986. Calm down.
Maverick may have a new love interest.
Ooh, Kelly McGillis isn't around?
Jennifer Connelly. Oscar winner Jennifer Connelly will star alongside Cruz in the female lead role. She's described as a single mom who owns a bar near the base.
Perfect. What happened to Kelly McGillis? What happened to call sign Charlie?
USA Today says it looks like things didn't work out with Kelly McGillis.
Oh, man. Maybe that's why he's still a pilot 33 years later.
And they're doing some fan service, but they're not playing volleyball. They're playing football. Did you notice that? The spinning football in the hand?
I thought there was a volleyball scene. If you read in this article, which we haven't got to that point yet, Jamie, I think there is actually a volleyball scene.
Yes, you're stealing the thunder, so to speak, Dan Weinbaum.
You're not on for two more minutes.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm getting ahead of myself.
You will speak when
I'm just
you are
excited about
upon.
This movie.
All right.
It's so good.
Iceman is in the movie, but there's no sign of him, they say. Iceman, who was, of course, played by Val Kilmer, will be back. He has been battling throat cancer, Val Kilmer has. He has hinted on Facebook that we'll see a replay of the infamous beach volleyball game.
See? Can we play playing with the boys at some point?
Yeah.
I love that scene.
The trailer shows an impressively pumped up Cruz playing volleyball.
Of course. Of course. And
so that's what USA Today tells us.
Cannot wait. I think it's going to be awesome. Like, I saw the thing. I'm like, okay, are we rebooting? Are we really rebooting this?
But it looks amazing.
It does.
I mean,
look good.
It looks great.
All right, Weinbaum, you can talk now.
Yeah, I saw a football in the trailer.
But it looks awesome. The whole trailer looks...
Oh, yeah. I'm stoked.
Yeah, right?
Yeah,
when does it come out?
Next year.
Next year, 2020? Yeah. Is that right?
Wow, this trailer's out early.
Yeah, they got to do that, though, for reason. They do.
This will do amazingly well at the box office.
I'm going to bet this comes out right around July 4th.
Next year?
America. I don't know the release. Yeah. America, Navy, planes. Yeah. Tom Cruise is one of the kings of the summer blockbusters. Mm-hmm. I bet this comes out at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe so. Miles Teller, if you want to see a really good movie that he was in, see the movie Whiplash.
Okay.
He plays a kid who is a drummer. And J.K. Simmons plays his instructor.
Okay.
It was nominated, I think, for Best Picture.
Okay.
And I believe it won some awards. Whiplash is the name. It's about 5 years old.
Is it based on a true story?
I don't know, but it's intense.
Don't just Google Whiplash, by the way. That's not going to get you to where you want.
It won three Oscars, by the way.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it won three Oscars. And I think, let's see, J.K. Simmons won.
Okay.
J.K. Simmons won for his role. It also won for sound mixing and film editing.
This looks really good.
It's great. It's called Whiplash.
Paul Reiser is in it. When was the last time Paul Reiser was in anything?
I just saw... I don't want to spoil anything.
He's directed a lot of things, but when was the last time he was in something?
Aren't they rebooting Mad About You? Didn't we talk
about
that?
Yes, we did talk about that. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
If you want to see the trailer for the new Top Gun movie, it's on our Facebook page. It's all over the internet. I don't know how you didn't see it. It's on Dan Weinbaum's Facebook page. It's on my Facebook page. It is all over.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.